大家好.
Good morning, everyone.
我又回来了.
I'm back.
要借用陈汉长老的一句话, 愿主怜悯我们.
I want to make use of a phrase that Chen Han, elder, has used. May God
have mercy on us.
Have mercy on us.
我们今天继续来学习这个生命记.
This morning we'll continue on the book of Deuteronomy.
请大家一起翻到《生命记》第十二章。
Let's turn together, chapter 12, book of Deuteronomy.
让我们先看 前面的一段这个经文。
Let's refer to the early portion of this chapter.
1 to 5.
Okay. I'll read from verse 1 to 5, chapter 12. There are the decrees and laws that you must be careful to follow in the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given to you to possess, as long as you live in the land. Destroy completely all the places on the high mountains and on the hills and under every spreading tree where the nations you are dispossessing worship their gods. Break down their altars, smash the sacred stones, and burn the Asherah poles in the fire. Cut down the idols of their gods and wipe out their names from these places. You must not worship the Lord your God in their way, but you are to seek the place the Lord your God would choose from among all your tribes to put his name there for his dwelling. To that place you must go.
生命记十二章, 你们存活于世的日子, 在耶和华, 你们列祖的神所赐你们为业的地上, 要谨守遵行他的律例典章, 乃是这样, 你们要将所赶出的国民, 侍奉神的各地方, 无论是在高山在小山，在各青翠树下都毁坏了，也要拆毁他们的祭坛，打碎他们的这个柱像，用火焚烧他们的木偶，砍下他们雕刻的神像，并将其名从地方除灭。你们不可照他们那样的事侍奉耶和华你们的神，但耶和华你们的神从你们各支派中选择何处为 他立他名的居所，你们就当往那里去求问。单单只是很表面的读这一些经文，我们以为我们成为了一个宗教极端的这个分子。
Just reading the text on the surface, it feels like we are part of a religious extremist cult.
好像是要去 排斥跟除掉别人的文化跟别人的宗教信仰。
It looks like we are there to basically destroy other people's cultures and religious beliefs.
关于这一方面的这个误会,
but just with respect to this confusion,
misunderstanding, 我们在旧约圣经的这个 生命记跟这个约书亚记读到类似这样的情形。
Actually, we have come across misunderstandings of this sort in the Old Testament, including the book of Deuteronomy.
我希望我们有另外一个机会跟弟兄姐妹很仔细的来处理这个问题。
We hope to have another opportunity to actually go through with our brothers and sisters in more detail on this subject.
也许是用文字的方式写了，然后印在这个周报上。Perhaps
it will be in the form of editorial in our weeklies.
这个是需要花很大的这个力来这个处理的事。
This will take quite a bit of effort to handle and the subject.
但是我只是先能够说，这个不是上帝要我们信徒这样子去表达我们的信仰。But
just I can say that this is not the way that God would like us to express our belief.
在我们教会历史当中，教会曾经犯这个错误。
In the history of our church, the church actually committed this error.
当然，这个发生在西方。
Obviously, this happened in the Western world.
教会用非常残暴跟残忍的方式对待异教徒。
The church has actually used very extreme and cruel methods to handle these extremists.
异教徒。
Pagans.
然后以为是照着圣经的话在做。
And this they believed was part of the way the Bible had told them to do.
我自己的意见是，这个是一个误会跟误解。
In my opinion, this is a misunderstanding.
但是 我们重新看回今天这整章十二章。
And actually, today, if we go through the book, the chapter 12 of this book,
十二章在这个生命记里面是跟一组经文连在一起的。
And actually, this chapter is actually linked with other books in the
portion.
Bible. A portion of other books in the Bible.
In the Deuteronomy.
Or Deuteronomy.
所以从十二章到二十六章呢，是一个整体，一组这个整体的一个经文，十二到二十六章。
From chapter 12 to 26 is actually a series that we should study together and look at together.
摩西在生命记里面讲过几次的话。
Moses actually spoke a few times in the book of Deuteronomy.
那么这一次呢，就是从十二章一直到二十六章。
And this time is from chapter 12 to 26.
那么这一次这个话主要的内容是什么呢
？And the content of this message this time.
如果你读的时候，你就发现就是很多的这个条例。
And if you read it, it seems like there are a lot of rules.
啊，应该这样，要这样做，不可以那样做，必须是那样去做。
You should do this and that, and not do this and that.
这一组经文的特色就是都是很多条例。
This group of passages actually, the key point is there are a lot of rules.
那么你再仔细读一下的时候
，And if you look at them in detail,
十二章的条例呢，主要就是关于敬拜神的。
Actually, the focus of this chapter is on worshiping God.
就是关于敬拜的事情。
It's about the matter of worship.
那么，如果我们圣经再读多一点的话
，And if we study the Bible more closely,
我们发现到说，上帝讲话，或者说上帝表达他自己，有一种这样的这个形式。
And we find that God has a certain way of expressing Himself.
就是在每一次一些事情过后，然后要有一个新的一个事情开始的时候。他每次都是在以这个敬拜的事情做开始的。
Actually, if you look at the Bible, every time a matter ends, and at the beginning of every matter, God will use the topic of worship to actually start the next chapter.
我们来感受一下神这样的一个表达方式，好吗
？Let's actually try to understand what God is expressing.
只是很快的把经文翻过，我们不会去读它。
Just really quickly, we can look at the verse.
比方说，来到出埃及记二十章。
Let's look at the book of Exodus, chapter 20.
是讲十诫。
It's about the Ten Commandments.
然后一开始又是讲，单单只有神是神，跟怎么样敬拜神。
And it talks about certainly the Ten Commandments that is about God being God and how we should worship God.
那么二十章以前的十九章是讲上帝怎么样把以色列人带出来。
And the 19 chapters before this chapter is about describing how God rescued us, the Israelites out of trouble.
那么这样的一个事情讲完告一个段落，然后要进入一个新的，你看就是以敬拜神做开始的。
And after this episode is over, and the basically we use worship again to actually take us into the next chapter.
然后你翻到第二十五章的时候
，And if you turn to chapter 25.
又是一个新的一种的这个内容开始的。
And it's again a beginning of another chapter.
那么这个二十五章呢，是上帝吩咐他们造会幕。
And this is God actually telling the Israelites about how to build a tabernacle.
又是敬拜的事情。
It's about worship again.
那么你接着下，你就翻到利未记。
We can turn to Leviticus.
那你会感觉到利未记整本书呢，是有它一个很特别的内容。
And this book is actually has quite unique content.
所以这个又是一些特别的一些事情。
And the special issues.
那前面的五章是讲献祭的事，就是讲怎么样，就是讲到关于敬拜上帝的事情。
The first five chapters again is about worshiping God.
那么来到这个民数记的时候，更加特别有这样的一个意义。民数记 number.
If you turn to the book of Numbers again, there are again more meaningful passages.
当你从民数记第一章读到第十三、十四章的时候
，and from chapter 1 to 13, 14,
你会很痛心
，and you feel pain.
你会觉得很可惜
，you feel that it's a loss.
差不多就是要进去了
，and they're almost there.
突然间发生一个很严重的问题
，and suddenly a serious problem occurred.
他们不愿进去。
And they did not make it in.
上帝说好，从此以后去绕旷野四十年。
And then God says, okay, then now you'll be wandering for in the wilderness for 40 years.
你如果读到这里的时候，你会觉得心情很沉。
When you read up to this point, you feel quite depressed.
一切美好的愿景，一切美好的将来都破灭了。
And all the bright future has been destroyed.
但是当你读到民数记十五章的时候。
But when you get to chapter 15 of the book of Numbers,
上帝在吩咐他们说敬拜的事情。
And again, God has given them instructions on the matter of worship.
而当你这样读下去的时候，
and if you read from there,
你开始看到有一种希望。
And then you actually start to feel that there's hope.
既然上帝在交代敬拜的事，
and it's about the on the matter of worship.
就是说，我们接着下去，上帝会是我们的上帝的。
And then God will be our God again.
所以你一直看到是这样的一种的情形。
And you always see this recurring.
如果再回到创世纪第一章，
and if you actually go back to the book of Genesis chapter 1,
上帝做完六天的事情之后，
after 6 days of work,
然后来到一个转捩点，
at an inflection point,
第七天，
on the seventh day,
然后上帝说第七天是一个敬拜上帝的天，
the seventh day is a day of worship.
所以为什么每一次一些事情进展了，最后是以敬拜做一个高峰，或者是以敬拜做一个结束，或是以敬拜呢再做一个开始。
So why does God always end, well, I guess the peak of an event or an inflection point of an event or start of something with worship?
所以它也是一个结束，然后也是一个新的一个开始。
So it's actually also is an end and also the beginning of something else.
所以让今天我们再来感受跟领受上帝的这一份这样一个事情对我们的那一个意义。
And let's try to appreciate what God is trying to convey to us on this topic.
所以当他开始借着摩西吩咐以色列人说你们要做这个要必须做那个，他先说在敬拜的事上要怎么做。
And certainly when the first thing that he had used Moses to convey to the Israelites is on the topic of worship.
为什么呢？
Why is that so?
为什么就是先在敬拜的事上是一个整个重点呢？
Why is the worship at the focus or the core of?
你如果再小心读一下，读回刚才我们十二章前面的那两节经文。
And if you actually study in detail the verses that I've just read through.
他说：“你们存活于世的日子，在耶和华你们列祖的神所赐给你们为业的地上。”
These are the decrees and laws you must be careful to follow in the land the Lord.God of your fathers has given you to possess.
Yeah, 要谨守遵行的律例典章乃是这样。就是说这些事你要去做。
And these are the things you have to do.
但是我们每一次读的时候，我们把它读成说这个是上帝给我们的条例。
But every time when we actually read this, we read this as God's instructions to us.
你也说牧师是啊，如果你读到这个二十七、二十八章，你会吓死的。
And actually, yeah, that's true, Pastor. If we read through to chapter 27, 28, we actually be shocked.
你们知道《生命记》二十七、二十八章是什么经文吗？
Do we know what chapter 27, 28 of the Deuteronomy is about?
尤其是这个二十七章。
Particularly on chapter 27.
那边说，如果你不做这些事，你会怎么样被咒诅
？And actually, it's about how you be cursed if you do not follow these instructions.
你会吓死。
You'd be shocked.
然后你会很害怕，很恐惧的信上帝。
And you'd be feared to trust to believe in God.
然后每一天，上帝对你来说呢，就是一个大警察，或者是一个大法官，或者是一个呢，什么随时要看你有没有做错事情的人。
And so God is someone who'll be judging and policing over you.
然后你就觉得生活上的一些不好的事或者倒霉的事，会不会是上帝在处罚我啊
？And we always think that something bad that happens in our life is God's punishment to us.
我常常说神学很重要。
I've always said theology is very important.
神学不是指一些想法。
It's not about some way of thinking.
是说你对神的了解跟认识。
And it's actually about your understanding of God.
我今天告诉你，你不要这么害怕。
Today I tell you, do not be afraid.
这个是我们误会《生命记》。
And this is our misunderstanding of this book.
生命记不是停在二十七章。
The book of Deuteronomy did not stop at chapter 27.
生命记停在三十这个四章。
It's actually stopped at chapter 34.
两个礼拜前，你听到陈汉长老分享的三十二章。
陈汉长老 actually shared with us on chapter 32 2 weeks ago.
你听到那一章是 full of grace， 充满着恩典，充满着希望，充满着那种鼓励。
And that book certainly is about is full of grace, hope, and encouragement.
圣经不是停在审判。
The Bible does not stop on judgment.
我们一般上以为圣经是告诉我们，如果不信上帝 ，you go to hell.
We always think that the Bible says that if you do not believe in God, you straight you go to hell.
我们以为最后是
We always believe that the end is hell.
新约也不是这样。
Neither is the New Testament.
旧约更不是这样。
Certainly not the Old Testament.
我们常常以为旧约的上帝很凶的。
We always believe, always think that the God of the Old Testament days is fierce.
我们牧师要负很大的责任。
We pastors have to take a lot of responsibility.
我们没有帮你好好认识旧约。
We did not help you to understand better the Old Testament.
生命记是结束在34章。
The book of Deuteronomy ends at chapter 34.
从这个29章开始。
Beginning from chapter 29.
是一个上帝要赦免，上帝要重新建立以色列，上帝要重新再给以色列希望。
And it's from beginning from chapter 29, it's about God wanting to reconstruct Israel.
哪怕你就是27章那么坏。
It's not as bad as chapter 27 is portrayed.
那个不是你的结局。
It is not the end.
上帝借着摩西说，那将来我要重新复兴以色列。
And in the future, I'll resurrect, reconstruct Israel.
所以让我们除去这种用恐惧感然后读这个旧约的这样的一个心态跟了解或者说听这些所谓的命令。
Let's discard the fear when we study the Old Testament, particularly with respect to some of these instructions.
那么这一些话不容易做啊。
But these words are actually hard to follow.
我们常常觉得说这些都好像要求很高。
I always believe that these are actually have a high requirements.
我们常觉得说我们不容易做一个好的基督徒。
I always believe that it's not easy to be a good Christian.
我们常觉得说我们一直不能够这么好。
Oh, we cannot be this good.
是，我们就是有这个软弱。
That's true. We have this weakness.
但是上帝要帮助我们。
But God wants to help us.
当上帝给以色列人这一些条例的时候。
When God gave the Israelites these instructions.
这个翻译成律法是不好的翻译。
An interpretation into laws is not a good interpretation.
应该是指呢是一个指示，是一个 instruction 或者是一个帮助啊。
It's more of an instruction, not a law.
所以是神要使到他们能够做对事情的。
Is God wanting to help them to do the right things?
而神不单单只是告诉他们应该做什么，不应该做什么。
It's not only God telling them what to do and what not to do.
神要还要使他们能够愿意去做，跟做出来。
And it's God telling, actually having them to be willing to do this and actually carry them out.
神怎么样使他们愿意去做呢？
And how does God make them willing to carry this out?
你自己想想。
Yeah, we let's think about this.
你活到今天。
We live to this day.
你为什么你这样子活？
Why do you live this way?
为什么有一些事情你这么负责任的这么去做？
Why there are certain things that you are very, you guys follow them through responsibly?
为什么你这样子决定说，我就是要这样做一个人
？How do you decide that this is how you want to live your life?
你有没有想过
？Have you thought through this?
你今天仔细想一想。
Let's think about this in detail today.
如果那一些没有这样东西的人
，If people with no such belief,
你没有你的状况不是这样的话
，If your conditions are not the same.
我可以了解你是一个非常痛苦的人。
I can believe that you'll be a very painful life.
因为你每一天你不知道什么东西我应该坚持，什么东西我应该不要，什么东西我应该要，你一直在那边 float.
Because you will not be able to make decisions on a day-to-day basis on what to do, what not to do.
我也曾经经过这个阶段。
I've been through that stage myself.
就是我们青少年的时候。
When I was young, in youth days.
这个是很辛苦的。
It's a very painful stage.
你如果问我说你要不要再这么年轻过，我说我不要。
If you ask me whether I want to relive my youth days, I would tell you I do not.
我喜欢我现在。
I like it the way I am.
尤其是过了五十岁以后。
Especially after I turn 50.
Now it's towards 60.
Now it's towards 60.
我更加能够知道什么东西要坚持，什么东西要去做，什么东西。就是不要去做，再怎么样，我看都不看他一眼。
I know better what to focus on, what to do, and what not to do.
我觉得我活得很自在。
I feel like I actually live very comfortably.
我活得我可以是我自己。
I can live to, I can be myself.
而这是上帝给我的。
And this is what God has given me.
上帝使到我的生命可以到这样的一种状况。
And God has allowed my life to get to that stage.
一个人怎么样子到这样的一个地步呢
？And how does one get to this stage？
除非你的心中里面有主，或者有一个所谓一个东西，或者一个什么是你能够坚持的。
And it's only if you have something in your heart you can anchor on, like God.
而这是一个你觉得是一个很崇高的。
And this is something that's very holy.
你觉得这个是非常这个。你非常尊重的。
And someone, something they respect.
这个是你觉得你有一种价值感，对你来说是一种至高无上的一种价值感。
And it gives you worth.
讲到这里，我可以了解今天我们这个所谓后现代化。
I guess today we can talk about now you can discuss the post-millennial.
后现代化有后现代化的美。
There is some benefits to that.
我想最美的就是再也没有任何的集权跟这个所谓这种暴力来吓制人。
There's no violence or threat to control us.
就是说没有一个人可以说他是有至高无上的这个权力。
And there's no one with ultimate authority.
我们每一个人都应该一样，我们每个人都应该有我们的这个权力。
And all of us are somewhat equal in terms of from this perspective.
所以现在你能够呢发任何的意见，发任何短讯，你也有这样的机器，也有这样的管道。不过你要小心啊。
But now, so all of us have this ability to actually post of views or opinions, but you have to be careful.
我喜欢这样。
I like this.
我喜欢每一个人都是一个被尊重的人。
I like that everyone is respected.
不会被别人操纵，也没有一个人要去可以去操纵任何一人。
And it's not someone who to be controlled or to control someone else.
但是另外，我们也看到我们掉进另外一个情况。
Yeah, but we actually fall into another condition.
我们不再有一个所谓超越我们的一种至高无上的一个我们可以敬仰。
And we no longer have someone who we can respect who is of ultimate authority.
当我们的生命在这种状况的时候
，And when our life is at this stage,
其实也是非常非常的这个脆弱
，And it's actually very fragile,
也是非常非常的飘移
，And it's somewhat aimless.
当你能够感受这个的时候
，And when you can feel this,
你就能够了解为什么上帝在这个时候借摩西要讲这些事。
And then we can actually understand why God through Moses wants to discuss this.
因为当以色列人要进到迦南地的时候
，And because when the Israelites were about to enter the Promised Land,
那个不是一个空空荡荡的地方。
It's actually not an empty piece of land.
那边有他们很丰富的文化，有他们很多本来的思想。
It's actually a land full of cultural beliefs and their own thinking.
任何人进去的时候
，Anyone who enters that land,
过一段日子。
After a period of time,
一定会被他影响的。
Will be influenced by people or beliefs there.
就好像今天我们去到国外
，and it's just like when we go overseas today.
尤其是当我们自己心里面对一些东西判断价值，我们没有一些什么太清楚的意见的时候
，and particularly when we don't have a strong opinion in our hearts in terms of values or how we view certain things.
你去到那个地方，不久你一定被那个影响的。
And you will certainly be influenced after you spend some time overseas.
那么你没有问过？你要被那个影响吗
？Have you ever asked whether you wanted to be influenced by that？
为什么要呢
？Why do you want it to be so？
为什么不要呢
？Why do you not want it to be so？
你有没有问过
？Have you ever asked？
而作为上帝的子民
，And as God's people，
上帝的子民有上帝的子民应该有的一些对事情的看法。
And God's people need to have judgments about things。
而上帝知道
，And God knows it。
每个人都会被影响
，that everyone will be influenced，
除非上帝在他的心中是不能够动摇的
，unless God is immovable in his heart。
所以敬拜跟敬拜神这件事情，就是成为第一个最重要的事。
That's why worshiping and worshiping God becomes the number one matter。
如果他们进去了之后
，and once they enter，
他们慢慢甚至他们拜神的方式都照那边的方式跟。
Because the way, even the manner they worship God will be influenced by the local beliefs.
而你怎么样拜神？你怎么样拜神
？And how do you worship God?
就等于就是你把神当成是怎么样的
？And actually, it's a portrayal of what you think God is.
所以这个会这样子影响。
And this is how the influence takes place.
而我们知道说，耶和华上帝、以色列的上帝跟其他的神不一样。
And we know that God of the Israelites is different than all the other gods.
这个神所关心的、所坚持的、所看重的、所要做到的，跟其他神不一样。
And what he cares about, what he wants to do, is different from all the other gods.
如果神在以色列人的心中不能够永远保持这样一个最高的。跟一个他们所敬仰的这个地位的话
，If God cannot maintain at the heart of the Israelites at in terms of utmost position，
他们也不会去愿意守这些 条例。
They will not be willing to follow these instructions.
就像我们当中一样。
And it's somewhat like us today.
当我们觉得说好像基督徒是做基督徒，基督徒生活好像是非常严格，好像是很难，很多要求。
Because when we think that the Christian life is actually very difficult to live and they're strict.
是因为我们这位上帝在我们的心中那个地位还没有这么高。
And it's because God's standing in our heart is not nearly as high as it should be.
我常常讲这个很简单的例子。
I always give a very simple example.
每一个初恋的情人。
In any first-time lover.
都很愿意为他所喜欢的那个人做任何的事情。
Willing to go through, jump through hoops for the person that he or she loves.
等他两个小时呢，是说，哦，他是比较慢的啦。
So waiting for her or him for 2 hours is just it's just him being slow or her being slow.
很多东西都会变成正面跟很美的。
Everything becomes very positive.
但是结婚之后呢，等他十分钟啊，这个人整会很会拖。
And after marriage, waiting for her for 10 minutes or him for 10 minutes, it's no longer acceptable.
不是说他变心了。
It's not because he changed his heart.
当你在一种心态的时候，你对一种东西的看法跟感受就不一样。
It's just the way you view certain things has changed.
他煮的东西其实不是很好吃的。
What she cooks might not taste very good.
你会说，哎呀，你这么有心，这么忙都为我煮，这样虽然不好吃，不过我还是觉得很好吃啦。
But because of the effort you put in, I still think it tastes really good.
你不要怪他是假话，不是。
You shouldn't blame him for.
因为在那种初恋的时候。
In the first love stage,
那个人在他心中是最大的。
The person in his heart or heart is the utmost.
所以对很多东西的感受很不一样。
So everything becomes positive.
同样。
Similarly.
神要让他在以色列人的心中是最大的。
That God wants to be the biggest in the heart of the Israelites.
而神怎么样在一个人的心中最大，就是透过敬拜。
And it's only through worship that he can become so.
而且不是人自己想出来，我怎么样去拜神。
And it's not about how men come up with the ways to worship God.
你发现在这里，在圣经是不允许的。
And this is in fact not permitted in the Bible.
一般上，我们人说拜神是人的事情，我的事嘛。
Typically, we always say that worship is a matter of man.
是我的心灵的事情嘛。
Is my spiritual matter.
这个是我表达我的宗教情感的事嘛。
And this is how I express my love for my religion.
所以我怎么样表达，我怎么样拜是我的事嘛。
So how I worship is my own personal matter.
是，这个是你的事。
That's true, that's your matter.
但是这样拜出来的神是你制造出来的神。
Yeah, but this the God that you're worshiping is the God out of your own creation.
以色列的上帝不是以色列找来的。
The God of Israel is not discovered upon by the Israelites.
刚好事情是相反。
It's almost the exact opposite.
是这个上帝找上以色列。
It's actually the God that pounds upon the Israelites.
然后在他们的身上要给他们一种很特别的这个生命之道。
And it's actually the God wanting to give the Israelites a special way to live.
所以以色列民要按上帝的方式敬拜上帝。
And that's why we have to worship God the way that he would want it.
这样才不会模糊了上帝跟误解了上帝。
And this is so as not to allow us to misunderstand.
而这样的上帝在他们的心中一直被敬拜的话。
And this is the God that is being worshipped upon in their hearts.
而上帝那个美好的心愿、美好的意愿、更美的事呢，就使到可以在以色列人的百姓身上慢慢看到。
And it will be reflected upon in the lives of the Israelites.
让我们从这样的一个角度重新理解这件事。
And let's look at it from this perspective.
也让我们再一次看到说，神所谓的条例，不是一个只是一个要求。
And it's this understand that God's instructions is not a request.
因为上帝跟以色列是一种关系。
Because between the God and Israel is actually a relationship.
是一个爱的关系。
It's a relationship of love.
是一个父子的这个关系。
It's a father and son relationship.
在这个第七章那里呢，上帝叫跟摩西讲了一段话，我们看一下。第七章。
Chapter 7, Book of Deuteronomy.
这个第七节跟这个第八节。
Verse 7 and 8.
这里耶和华专爱你们，拣选你们，并非因你们的人数多以别名，原来你们的人数在万民中是最少的，只因耶和华爱你们，又因 要守他向你们列祖所起的誓，就用大能的手领你们出来。
The Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you are more numerous than other people, for you are the fewest of all people. But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath he swore to your forefathers that he brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the land of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
所以是因为上帝对以色列百姓有一个特殊这样的一个爱的表达跟一个特殊这样的一个心愿。
It is more of an expression of love from God to the Israelites.
那么上帝是上帝。
And God is God.
他有这个权利跟这样的一个自由做这样的一个事情。
He has the authority and the freedom to do so.
而他希望这样的事情能够做到完。
And he certainly wants to see this to fruition.
而以色列人也领受。
And the Israelites accepted this.
他们也说我愿意继续走下去。
And we're willing to continue on this journey.
而能不能够走到完呢？
And whether they can carry through.
就看上帝在他们心中是不是一直能够保持那个最高的地位。
And whether it's whether God can maintain the place of most importance in their hearts.
以及上帝是不是呢那个样的一位上帝，不会模糊掉，不会歪曲掉。
And it's not some a God who would be kind of twisted by their own beliefs.
我们也是这样子。
We are the same way.
到头来，我们为什么不做一些事情
？At the end of the day, why we don't do certain things?
因为我们爱我们的父母亲
，because we love our parents，
因为我们尊重我们的父母亲
，because we respect our parents，
所以我们不做那样的事情去使到他们感到心痛
，we don't do things to upset them。
我想只有这样才能够使你真的抗拒一些引诱跟一些试探，不做就是不做。
It's only through this that we'll be able to resist temptations to not do certain things.
也只有这一种关系跟这种关系之间的那种尊重跟因为彼此在彼此的心里面的那种地位，而使到我们呢愿意拒绝一些伤害这样的一个关系的一些的事。
I think it's only when we have respect for this relationship that we're willing to refuse or not participate in things that would destroy this relationship.
其实你读旧约的时候。
So actually, when you look at the Old Testament,
尤其是在先知书里面
particularly in the Book of the Prophets,
你会读到上帝说：“以色列啊，我怎么可以不要你呢？”
You always talk about God. How can I says how he could forsake Israel?
你说上帝需要以色列吗
？Do you think God actually needs Israel?
上帝有以色列有什么呢
？But what does he need Israel for?
更多麻烦而已。
It's actually more troublesome.
更让上帝没面子，更让上帝丢脸。
It's actually a matter that makes God lose face.
但是在何西阿书他说
，In the book of Hosea,
以色列，我怎么能舍弃你
？Israel, how can I forsake you?
同样，上帝对我们说
，In the same way, God says to us,
我说人啊
，people,
我怎么可以不做你的神呢
？How can I not be your God?
神不做我们的神，我们也没他办法。
Actually, if God doesn't want to be our God, we don't have much of a choice.
但是他就是要做我们的神。
But he certainly wants to be our God.
而他要因着他是我们的神，我们敬他是神。
And he wants us to be our God so we can worship him as one.
以至于我们有那个力量，我们不去做这些事，我们做那一些事。
And we have the ability to actually choose our paths and do the right things.
同样的，在我们的生活当中。
And certainly the same as in our daily lives.
所以你看到说，现在社会里面最重要的就是一个正常关系。
And in our society today, it's more about a normal relationship.
正常的夫妻关系。
A normal husband-wife relationship.
正常的这个父母和跟儿女的一种关系。
Parent and kids relationship.
我们不做任何的事，是因为我们不要使我们的家受伤害。
We don't want to do certain things because we don't want to hurt our families.
因为这个是我们最宝贵、最珍惜、最真实的一个生命。
Because this is the most precious part of our lives.
法律什么等等思想都可以冲击我们。
Laws and other things can actually impact us.
但是当我们说你是我的上帝，我是你的子民，你是我的父母，我是你的儿女。
But only when God says, I'm your God, and parents says, you are my parents.
你是我的丈夫，我是你的妻子。
I'm your husband, you are my wife.
当我们都委身在这样一个关系的时候。
When we intertwine in these sort of relationships.
而这样一个关系在我们心中一直被维持，而且呢，一直被放在最高第一位的时候。
And when these relationships are kept in the utmost position in our hearts.
我们就有那种力量，我们也能够做出呢许多美好的行为、美好的事情。
And we have the ability and power to actually do good things.
所以，上帝第一件事情一定要把敬拜的事放在他们当中。
That's why God wanted to put the worship as the most important thing in their lives.
正如今天一样。
It's the same for us today.
每七天，我们再一次在你聚集。
We congregate every 7 days.
我们再一次在这里肯定上帝是我们的上帝。
We affirm that God is indeed our God.
每个月一次，我们领这个圣餐。
We have a Holy Communion once a month.
我们再一次跟主耶稣基督联合。
We have a reunion with Christ.
直到我们接下来六天，我们与主同行，我们披上主耶稣，我们走主耶稣跟我们一起走的路。
In the next 6 days, we'll be able to walk in the path of the Lord.
这里面是一种爱。
And then this is love.
是一种互相尊重。
Is a mutual respect.
是一种互相珍惜。
And it's appreciation of each other.
所以再难的所谓要求，你都不会觉得难。
And any kind of more difficult request will not, you will not find them difficult.
让我们一起到一起祷告。
Yeah, let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，是你自己一直不断要使我们敬拜你。是你一直不断提醒我们，是你一直不断在我们的生命里面，一直在我们的当中成为我们的主，成为我们所敬仰的主。我们向你承认，我们许多时候一次再一次的离开你，或者是不把你放在心里。也许因为我们对你认识不多，也许我们对你误会，也许我们有许许多多的因素，但是主，我们向你感谢，感谢你借着教会，你感谢你借着我们的组长、我们的辅导、我们的同工、我们的老师、我们的教牧传道、我们的朋友，再一次使我们回到你自己的面前。主，你真的是借着圣灵交通感动，在我们心中，你永远是主，是王。你在我们心里自己建造出你自己的宝座，是我们常常俯伏敬拜的。感谢你也在我们的家中，是我们整个家所敬仰的，是我们整个家所仰望依靠的。也感谢天父，你让我们在这里还没有认识你的今天，你在我们的心里面，你成为人的主，圣灵自由运行，将着主的荣美将人光照，以至于我们俯伏敬拜，我们真是在你自己的面前，我们祷告感谢，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。我们献你感恩的心来奉献。